Regular season is finally here. How ready is this defense to take on the Houston Texans on Sunday?
Man, we're ready. You know, we've been preparing all camp, working hard, practicing, running. Everyone, 11 hats to the ball, running, you know, and preaching takeaways. That's the key this year, takeaways.
When you look at your individual performance at training camp and throughout the preseason, where are you at individually this year compared to where you were a year ago at the same time?
Honestly, I feel like it's night and day. I put in work, watched film, and got DeVito back, and just learning from him. And, the run game, I feel like I'm hard to move.
Way to come out, boys.
Mike DeVito, yes, coming back. I know he's a guy that's had a lot of high praise for you. What has he meant to you? I know throughout your career, but just within the last, you know, few months that you guys have been together and he's been back on the field, what's it been like to have him?
Man, it makes it easier. You know, he recognizes the backfield sets and letting us know where the play is going before it actually happens. So just having his presence back and the leadership back in the room means a lot for the D-line.
Responsibility that you feel like you're given this year based on your performance last year. Played well, like I said, first time in your career that you had played a lot and been counted on. What does it mean to you to have that responsibility going into this year? It's a little bit different for you.
I'm just embracing it, you know, and I'm just glad that the coaching staff trusted me to be able to play last year and to build off of that. And now I'm just trying to build off of that this year. And, you know, I got to expand the role with Don Terry being out for the while that he was out, a couple weeks. And, you know, able to show them that I can play nose and they can rely on me if something was to happen. And even Spud Don Terry, when he's back out there, full go.
You talked about it before, getting up to 330 pounds, heaviest you've been. But you still feel like you can move athletically the way that you did earlier.
Oh, yeah, of course. I just needed it for the run, you know. And that was one of the things I wanted this offseason, was like, I got to get bigger. And that's what I did.
Teams last year, when you look just at yardage totals, at least between the 20s, the red zone's a different story, but between the 20s, teams found some success running the ball against you. How much are you looking forward to going up on Sunday and going up against the Texans team to say, hey, we're going to try to do the same thing that teams found success with last year?
Like I said, man, everyone's on the same page in the defense. You know, everyone's going to play hard and, you know, just create turnovers. That's the key, man, and just making the tackles when we have to.
When you look at this Texans offense, Arian Foster is out with the injury. He's not going to play. But what challenges do they still present to you guys as a defense?
They still have a great back in blue. So we're looking at, we have to stop him, you know, and get to Hoyer, you know. And like I said, I mean, that's a group, good group of guys.
One guy that you might face a lot is former Georgia Bulldog Ben Jones, heading into his fifth year in the NFL. Got some teammates here that have some experience with him, with Aaron Murray, Conley, and Justin. Do you talk to any of those guys about Ben Jones and about what he might give to you? What do they help you with?
You know, I just have to be prepared for it, not get into any altercations. But, you know, I'm embracing it. You know, it started back when I was a freshman in college going against him. Now we're in the NFL now. So I've been playing him, and he's a great player, you know.
Final question is, how much are you looking forward to this game on Sunday?
You know, it's just another opportunity to get on the field. We're blessed to get that and, you know, get this victory. That's it.